Could the NSA find Molly's killer? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On June 1st at 11:18 p.m. in a suburb of Seattle, Molly Conley was walking with friends after celebrating her 15th birthday. It was a warm Saturday night, and according to detectives, the girls thought they'd walk to a nearby lake. And that's when a vehicle drove by, and somebody fired a gun.
We don't know if it was the car that drove by or a dog came from the bushes.
Molly was hit in the neck and died at the scene. 11 days later, police still don't have much more to go on than they had the night it happened.
Dark-colored, bigger SUV.
Now, this typically doesn't fit the category of national security. But it occurs to me, a big SUV, sometimes they have satellite location systems. And the driver, very likely, was carrying a cell phone, which, even if it's off, sends out pings. And this is exactly the kind of data which allegedly is right now sitting in the NSA's computers. Is there any reason the cops should not have access to it, with the proper court order, of course? I admit to being worried about the NSA trying to predict terrorism because you start getting into the religion and politics of people who haven't done anything yet. But when an innocent person is shot by someone who then vanishes into the night without a trace, I would have no trouble with the NSA cornering that guy, because what he did is not only every bit as terrifying as something Al-Qaeda might pull, but far more likely to happen. According to the FBI, 6,000 times a year, a murderer gets away with it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.